Matt McCartan is an analyst. He's had a lot of experience, obviously, politically with many cycles, and we've seen significant change here this weekend, but it's not the first time we've witnessed that. Matt, thanks for your time and for sharing your experience in this space. Ngami at Tūkana. Kia ora, Matt.
Kia ora, brother.
Kia ora. What was your initial reaction? Not unexpected, I guess.
I mean, well, first of all, it's a generational change. You know, I think that when the Māori Party was formed, it was to be an independent voice for Māori. I think they aligned themselves too close with National, and they crashed and burned, and they've rebuilt themselves. And this is younger candidates, the old establishment, conservative voting, you know, from the top. That's all gone. This has been a watershed. The Green, in the seats, I mean, you know, as most of your listeners will know, or many of them will know, is when the Māori Party won five seats when they first formed, the two seats that held up were Nanaia's and Reno's in Te Tai Tonga. And those are the two seats that went. That's the surprise, the shock. I'd heard is that Nanaia was feeling that she was in trouble in the last week, and I didn't believe it. I thought, no, that's, if that seat goes, they all go. What hasn't been picked up from commentators, though, is the Green Party vote, is that in Tamaki Makaurau and Kelvin's seat, is that, and with Penny and Kelvin's seats, is that the Green Party did run, and I think if the Green Party had not run in those two seats, then the Māori Party, they would pick them up. I think that's something the Māori Party, or Te Pāti Māori, and the Green Party are going to have a look. We'll have a bit of a chat about it, maybe my suggestion, because the Te Pāti Māori is essentially an electorate party, and I think that's got to be their focus. But I think the change is permanent. I think it's solid, and I note that the party vote in all the seats has gone to Labour, but the Māori Te Pāti Māori has made significant gains in the party vote, and that tells me that's long term. And so I think there's been a absolute change in the Māori electorate, and it's permanent. And that's what I think that you've got to take from the election night. And whilst Kelvin and Penny seats, there's 500 votes, and so on surface that you'd think that they'd be able to hold their seats, but you know, there's about 6,000 or 7,000 special votes in each of those seats. And so, you know, I wouldn't put money sort of on it, but I would not be surprised if one or both seats they go to the Māori Party on specials.
Which is a remarkable effort, is it not? I spoke with John earlier today. He said they wouldn't have got that level of support unless Mecca gave them a shot in the arm by moving across and in some way sacrificed her political career in doing so. He was a bit hoo-ha with his own people up north, you know, of the electorate, or east, I should say, who voted Kushla in. But what would you say of that? Do you see Mecca's contribution reflected in the numbers on Saturday night?
No, I think that John was being polite. You know, I think that was the fundamental one stage through the night, that six of the seven seats were in Te Pāti Māori's column, and it was only Ekara Rāwhiti, which the Labour Party was winning. So the irony in that, I don't think, was lost on anyone. I was with a group of Labour Party people on Saturday night, and they were, shall I use the word, gleeful. Because I think that John has got to say that, and on the surface it seemed, but see, people move past that kind of old party hop. And she didn't have a policy difference with the Labour Party. It was all personal, as she, you know, and she couldn't articulate. And so it was old politics. And I just think all that's gone. I think that if Mecca had stayed with the Labour Party, that she still would have lost the seat, because the Māori Party had a very good good can-canter that he pulled out for her. But no, I think that that was a... I don't think it affected the Māori Party, but I think it certainly made a difference. And that's what I mean about the sea change in politics. You know, I think that the Māori electorate is paying attention. I think each of those seats, like who would have picked Nanaia's seat apart from the people who are close on the ground? See, that was young people. The Māori electorate now is young and participating. And I think it's just been extraordinary. And so... Yeah.
This lurch right, it's been painted, well, I saw one commentary saying it's a Christian fundamentalist heading a party that hates poor people. But, you know, that's been a bit churlish too, because I've spoken with Luxon a few times and you know, he comes across as a decent enough bloke. But everyone's sharing in the right side of politics anyway, this one people rhetoric. And that grates against Māori because it's very rich to say we're all one people, when you know you've corralled all of the resources, all the taonga, and indeed all of the wealth. So this is going to be the catch cry, is it not, from the National Party, the ACT Party, even Winston, saying we are all one people. How divisive is this style of politics or thinking going to be to Māori aspiration politically going forward, Matt?
Yeah, well, you know, the right have always said that, you know, that there's no like things about Māori, it's just brown sort of Pākehā, you know, that's what we are. And it's just a dog whistle to the redneck base, you know, it always has been, always will be. And it works for them, and, you know, Winston's made his career from it, you know. But I think that for the first time in an election, that I think there is a very solid Māori voice. What the Māori Party had done, I thought was very successful, was really address the cost of living issues of where wealth comes from, and, you know, via taxation, homes, jobs, you know, and those were very core messages which Labor wasn't addressing. And that was not lost on people. So I think there's a new era. I think that if the National Party try and pretend it's all one people and run down that line, I mean, it's hackneyed. It's been done for years and everyone's bored with it because no one believes it. But I think that that will be even more important, why there needs to be an independent voice for Māori in Parliament. And I think if there is a fight about, you know, about that question of assimilation, I think at next election that the Māori Party will win all seven seats, and it will be just a force. And I think with electoral politics being as what it is, it will come a time where the Māori Party will be the kingmaker between the two blocks. So I think the future is very good. Their quality of candidates is extraordinary. And John Tumahere has got to take a lot of credit for that, you know, that he's very strategic. He's a very experienced operator, and I'm lucky to have that experience sort of in the back room. But their candidates are going to be superb, and I think it's going to change the politics in general, not Māori politics, but in general politics.
Interesting stuff, as always. Looking forward to talking with you as these new outfits embed themselves in Wellington.
One thing before we finish. I think the specials that the last election National lost two, they're certainly going to lose one. And so that's going to change the politics completely. So it's not going to be a National at government. Instead, you know, I hope I don't have to eat my lunch, but I am backing that that will be a New Zealand first National and ACT government, and that will be a little different than what it is today.
Yeah, so, I agree with what you're saying there. Shane says they're sharpening their spears. Well, that's the term he used on Saturday night.
Well, the special votes also is just one thing. The special votes in the last election tipped towards the Māori Party. Now, I don't think it may not be enough to tip the two northern seats, but, you know, I mean, it's in play. So you know, on election night, last election, there's only one Māori MP, and then when the finals come, and they went to two. And so it's possible it could tip sort of one of those seats, which ironically helps Labor, because if the Māori Party goes from four seats to five, It's that the Labor vote doesn't go down because it's the list vote, and that will tip the election as well. So, you know, it's all still in play at the moment, brother.
Nowhere. Thanks, Matt. Matt McCartan, political organiser and commentator with us. Amazing results from our election over the weekend. What was also interesting.